The rise of Elvis Presley in the 50s might have seemed, on the surface, to have more to do with sex than with music. He came to prominence at a moment when teenagers were growing in numbers and wielding economic clout, while technology made possible the mass medium in which his music could flourish. Transistor radios, portable record players, and, of course, television, where his good looks dazzled perhaps more than his voice. Elvis himself had no conscious political agenda, but he was altering the social consciousness of a generation by turning them on to the power and allure of music, which had sprung directly from black culture. And young white teenagers lapped it up. Elvis would put together a string of hit records in the late 50s, followed by over 30 motion pictures. But by the 60s and 70s, he was overshadowed by more flamboyant and daring musical performers in the evolving musical culture. By August 16, 1977, he seemed more like an afterthought than a revolutionary figure, a man whose legend seemed much older than his 42 years.
Elvis Presley, dead at the age of 42. I'm John Meyer. Elvis Presley died today at Baptist Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. Presley was 42 years old. He parlayed a $4 visit to a recording studio into a multi-million dollar career. He was rushed to the hospital late this afternoon, suffering from what officials say was respiratory distress. The county medical examiner in Memphis, Dr. Jerry Francisca, says
the cause of the cardiac arrhythmia is not known at present time. It may never be known because there are several possible causes for cardiac arrhythmia, including high blood pressure and coronary artery disease, and he had both of those diseases. So either or both, acting together, might have been responsible.
Here in Washington, the White House issued a statement on the death of Presley, a report from Mutual News correspondent Duff Thomas.
In that statement, the president said Presley's music and personality, fusing the styles of white country and black rhythm and blues, permanently changed the face of American popular culture. He was a symbol to the people of the world over of the vitality, rebelliousness, and good humor of his country, unquote. The White House has no plans at this time for a day of national mourning. However, there's speculation that Presley's memory may someday be honored with a civilian medal for contributions to entertainment. Duff Thomas, the White House.
You're listening to The World Today.
News of Elvis's death flashed around the world that afternoon. Yet on the CBS Evening News that night, it was reported after five other stories. But as crowds began to swell into the thousands outside the gates of his Graceland home in Memphis, another chapter of Elvis mania began to emerge. Elvis Presley remains an American legend whose myth refuses to fade.